Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1987, Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Very serious song today.
High T.
That is high T.
That was high T. Chime in, Heyman. High T.
I like that kind of rock and roll. It's not about like a broken heart or anything like that.
It's just girls, girls, girls.
Dude's having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Big hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long lips, fingertips. Ben has, I didn't see the proper enjoyment for that song.
Ben, that was an incredible song.
Yeah.
That's a song from our past, Steve.
Oh my God.
We heard that one.
We were headbanging in here,
Ben.
That was
a thousand times we've heard that.
Well, that's good. I always keep it on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I keep it on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can go with an 8.2665.
This has never happened before on the show.
Don't tell me it's the same score.
Ditto. It's our first ditto.
To the first, all the decimals?
Yes. Exactly. It was my exact score. He hit it. You know, he hit five. Yeah, he hit six. That's like hitting the lotto.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Ditto.
God bless you. 8.265.
Don't tell us it's ditto for you, Ben. We're not going to buy it. No, we're not going to buy it.
No,
that 6.2. Okay,
not you know bad. What I like when he does that.
He does. And he gets so excited. He flips it. He does. He always does that. He always moves it.
Yeah. 6.2.
All right. We can't see it. He waves it at us.
Yeah. 6.2 from Ben.
He's had the exact same score. Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's a good song.
Some ratings here before we get to Bill's Thrills. Cheeseburger, 8.7 on the text line. Bill and Bennett, 9.6. Lyle and Omaha, 8.8. High
nice.
Scores.
Who and Clemens? Bird, 8. Banger.
Nice. Whoa.
Banger.
Bird gave an 8.
It's a banger. Yep. Thanks, Bird.
Eric says, played out song 1.3.
Well, yeah, it's played out.
Yeah, it's played out. I agree with
good.
That. It's good, though. Yeah.
Gavin and Pender gives it a 8.9.
Thanks,
on that
Gavin.
One.
I see a lot of Bolt these days.
You see a lot of some again.
Sanderson gives that a 9 on that one. Duke for governor says 9.8. Phenomenal. On that.
Duke would be an incredible governor. Right after, not until Pillen and Miller are done.
Right.
But
right.
Then, yes. But then we'll bring in Duke.
It's only 2055. Yeah, yes. Duke will still be around.
Yeah.
Kennedy is 8 years old, gives that an 8.7.
Thank you,
Kate
Kennedy.
Don't listen to it very close.
Right. It's listen to the beat. Jennifer, 6.9. Hubby, 5.9 on that one.
Ooh, a little lower.
Low in the household.
Mike in Remsen, Iowa says that's an 8.2.
Okay.
Jake's doing really well.
Yes.
But he did get home at 5 o'clock.
5:45.
He had a meal in bed by 6:15.
He should be well rested.
I've never been so
good this morning. Stretch it out. Feel great.
Sean got home at 7:30 and stopped and had a meal. The game was over in record time. Think about that. The game got over. Game was on TV and it was 2 hours and 50 minutes and it was over.
It was fast. Fast game. Yeah. It was a fast game.
He did send a mitigating text for you, Jake.
What did it say?
It took an hour. Mitigating is good for you. It took an hour to get out of the lot, though, and down the road. So it took an hour.
It's a long time to be in a parking lot.
So it doesn't necessarily take two.
The Chiefs parking lot, the narrative it's caught is way too much. It's like, well, you know, the parking lot, you'll be there for 3 hours. No, you won't. It's not. It's just probably an hour or something like that. Yes, but even that might be a little bit long. But they make it sound every time, oh, you know what it's going to be. It's 3 hours to get out of here, minimum. I'm like, I don't think so.
You know that 1 hour of parking feels like it's 3 hours because it takes you just sitting there forever. Sitting there. That's why they say 3 hours. Yeah. It feels like it's 3 hours.
What year did Nebraska play Oklahoma State down there at Arrowhead?
Well, 98.
It was 98. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. And we got there, the Journal Star crew, we got there in the second quarter.
No.
Yeah, because we were stopped in traffic.
Yeah,
we're here.
What I learned from that is you don't really need to be there till the second.
What'd you guys miss?
Nothing. They have a play-by-play.
Yeah. And then the radio.
Yeah,
one.
There's no.
We listen to the game, yeah. And we know exactly what happened.
There's absolutely no reason to panic.
There's no Twitter back then at
no
all.
No reason to panic.
No Twitter.
No
Twitter.
Need
live reports.
No. Oh, good stuff.
It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Football Facts Monday. What's on your mind today?
Football.
Good.
No headline.
Come whip up a headline.
Just fun football.
Whoa, no headline.
Just fun football.
Okay, that's good.
I'll tell you one that caught me. It was beyond belief that it had to have people. Did it affect the game in essence? I don't think so, and I'd say probably a hard no. Michigan has 3 timeouts left. Indiana has the ball. They run the football. They get a nice little gain.
They
being Indiana.
Okay.
Michigan does not call timeout.
I was confused.
And the clock's running. And Nessler goes, they're not calling timeout. Time is gold. This is gold. And they're going, the announcers are going nuts. And
Sharon Moore,
he's just standing there.
Yep.
All of a sudden he does like this. After 28 seconds, yes, ran off the clock. You only had one chance. He's like, well, maybe he's waiting because it's 2nd and 2 if they got the first. It didn't matter. Yeah. It was that you had to call the timeout immediately.
Weird. What was he thinking?
I have no idea. And if someone,
is there anything, did he know something we didn't?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. Because time, it's like, well, 2nd and 2, if they get a first down, yes, they win. It's like, hey, we have to stop them now. They run the ball again. We got to stop them again. That's what we have to do. Nope. They just let 28 seconds roll off the clock. So at that time, it's like, okay, game's basically over now.
If you were an assistant in that situation down the sideline, would you go to him and say, what are you doing? Call timeout right now. Can you do that?
I'd be hard with the head coach, but usually there's someone standing next to him.
It would be.
I would be sitting on the headphones like, call timeout.
He's just standing there.
He was just standing there staring. It looked horrific.
Bill, that stuff is fascinating to me.
He's
making a ton of money.
Yeah. If you're the head coach at Michigan and you don't know to call a timeout.
It's like flying the space shuttle and saying, I'm not sure how to do this.
I'm not even an astronaut.
What are you doing?
I just do gliders. That's all.
What's he doing?
I have no idea.
There's no sense at all.
There is no sense like that.
Interesting.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
So BYU, Utah.
Oh, God.
This was the passion of this game.
Oh, God.
Was so incensed. I couldn't even imagine. That's what I said. That's where I feel bad for Husker fans, that you don't really have that, where you have this true hate.
The stadium is ridiculous.
The stadium.
It is crazy.
It was so loud. So nuts. The end of that game was just bizarro world. Utah is just crushing them. And they get a holding call on a 4th and 10. They sack him at the 1. Game over. Everyone thinks the game's over. They call holding. And the replay could be called. I could see how it wasn't called. Could be called.
Okay.
That's fine, however it happens.
Holding.
And then they get a miracle throw against cover 3, hit a run, walk-off field
goal. BYU
hits a walk-off. And one of the most incredible wins you've ever seen. But during the return, they call timeout. During the return, they're running the lateral play, and they've gotten to about the 50, right? The play's going, but the right way they go. There's a flag down. The flag was down because the athletic director was on the field chastising the official during the play while it was running. It was on the athletic director during the play.
They flagged the AD.
So if they would have returned it for a touchdown and won the game, If they'd have done that, returned it for a touchdown and won the game, and then it would have
been on the AD.
Could you imagine that one? And then
no, and that's then, amazing.
And then afterwards, like that, it's like, well, it could get kind of interesting with, you know, with talk to the head coach and stuff and how it goes like that. The AD called his own press conference. Jake has
this. This game was absolutely stolen from us. We were excited about being in the Big 12, but tonight I am not. We won this game. Someone else stole it from us. Very disappointed. I will talk to the commissioner. This was not fair to our team. I'm disgusted by the professionalism of the officiating crew tonight. Thank you.
That's a Utah AD. Mark Harlan.
After he'd been flagged.
I'm sorry, Mark Harlan.
Mark Harlan, yeah.
After he'd already been flagged for being on the field for the last play of the game.
So he dodged a bullet, kind of.
Oh, that one, yes.
Because if they would, because nothing happened.
I would imagine it was probably a pretty one-sided conversation with when he called the commissioner. I don't think the commissioner's like, I know, this one's on
what
us.
What do you think? What do you think?
I don't think, I think it was like one of those things like, I'm sure the commissioner talked to him. He'd be like, look, let me talk to you. Because right away, say, you don't like the Big 12? Go ahead, get out. Where are they going? I mean, when he says, I don't like being in the Big 12, go ahead.
Yeah, where are you called going? Out yeah. the conference.
Yeah, called the conference.
Yeah, where are you going?
We were excited. Now, we're not.
That's an AD that shouldn't do that.
No, there's never a time. That no matter what, because you can't, there's no reverse, there's no way to win it. I mean, you can easily come out, even if he talked and he said, we're highly disappointed, we felt the calls didn't go our way, no one loses their mind. He was on the field for the end of the game and got a flag.
That isn't remarkable. Yeah. I've never seen an AD get a flag.
I've never seen anything like it. And they showed him continuing as the game was over on, in the official's ear, because the officials didn't depart fast because there was a flag.
Hey,
so they had to figure out what the flag was. So
the president of the university has to address him. So, I mean,
well, and BYU will use that forever, saying like, we got your AD talking crap and you lost the game.
Oh,
that'll 100. Be forever ammunition and, for them in
and
the
there,
rivalry.
And there forever. There was horrific officiating in that game on both sides. I mean, it was absolutely mind-blowing.
We have a problem in this country.
There's a problem with it, which we'll talk about that. Here's one last thing I want to add.
That was fascinating, by the way.
Oh, real quick, UConn 7-3, win again. Rolling.
Jim Mora
Jr. Jim Mora 7-3.
Go, Jimmy!
Go UConn!
Come on, Jim!
Huskies. God, I love them. How about this one? Army wins 14-3 against a very high-potent offense, so they held them down.
North Texas.
I want to check this out. They had Army. They had a 21-play drive,
jeez.
94 yards, clock 13:54.
The whole quarter.
13:54.
That's awesome.
That's the most awesome
21
drive.
Plays.
Can you imagine?
It took the whole quarter.
Can you imagine the defense for Army? Like, stay loose. Get on a bike. Do something. God, I mean, they sat for an entire quarter.
Do some stretching over there.
What was the time again? 13:54?
13:54. Time of possession.
That's ridiculous.
Time of possession.
Get off the damn field, defense. My God.
Imagine, hey, can we get a stop? I don't think so.
I'm with you. No, we can't.
With 21 plays, which means they went base.
21 plays.
What is that per play? Do the math on that for me.
It's over
been,
4 yards per play.
Is it 94 yards, 21 plays? So they went at it. So it was probably first down, second down, third down,
every
fourth
time.
Down. Got it. First down, second down, third down, fourth down. Got it.
It's discipline, though.
I mean.
No flags, apparently, not much, right. You know.
I mean, the time of possession was 41-45 to 18-15.
Oh, good God.
Can you imagine?
Good job,
that?
Army.
Army.
Veterans Day.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine sitting there as a defensive coach going like, this is incredible. This is a thing of beauty I've never seen before.
It's so appropriate on the day, Bill.
It was. Veterans Day.
You're hailing Army.
Yes.
Hail Army.
Oh, what's the number on it, Ben? Give us the number. Oh, he tried to.
Hang on.
Ben, we gave you the numbers now.
I got it. 95.
21 plays, 94 yards.
Was 94 yards?
94 okay. yards. 94 yards, 21 plays.
That's remarkable.
4.47 yards per play. So just
Bill, that stuff is remarkable.
One of the most remarkable drives. First of all, I mean, what you can do better would be a 99-yard drive, but they took it, hit their own six, and said, let's do this thing.
That's remarkable. I don't know what's more remarkable, that or the AD getting flagged. Both are remarkable.
And then talking about it after the game.
Yeah, what a moron, by the way.
We were robbed.
I mean, we won the game,
we were robbed.
And then they're basically...
He said that.
It basically was on the last call. And when you want, I mean, everyone agreed there was horrible officiating during the thing. There was horrible. But the last call, they only showed it from a distance. So I'm up. It's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm watching the end of this game. It's bizarre world.
Yeah.
But then they only, ESPN just showed it from like 100 yards away. It's like right away. It's like that you called that. Then they showed there's a close up to it like that, and you're like going, okay, it could be called.
Holding.
Okay, it could be called. If they didn't call it, you probably wouldn't have lost your mind. But yes, you could have called it at that time. So I guarantee you. They made a lot of errors, and the commissioner will be on them for that. Mm-hmm. They won't be on them for that call,
okay.
That particular call. See, they're not going to catch it on that particular call.
God. So,
That is a wonderful Football Facts Monday on Bill Strills. Bill, you're checking out?
Yes, I have something that coincides show's almost over, actually.
All right, we'll miss you, but that's fine.
We'll see you tomorrow, Bill. Hour two next. Let's get to Nebraska talk, because we've not talked about Nebraska at all. They have had a bye week. USC is next. We'll talk about that next, an early break in the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.